శ్రీమద్భాగవతం క్యాంటర్ 3 చాప్టర్ 26 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ఫండమెంటల్ ప్రిన్సిపల్స్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ అండ్ వర్స్ ఇస్ 63.
అక్షిణీ సాక్షుదారితో నదోతిష్ట తదా విరాట్
Srotrena Karnam Chadishto Nagatishta Tada Vira. The sun god entered the eyes of the Virat Purusha with the sense of sight, but still the Virat Purusha did not get up. Similarly, the predominant deities of the directions entered through his ears with the sense of hearing, but still he did not get up. Then verse 65. Tvacham Pramavir Osodiyo No Gatishta Tada Vira Retasya Sishna Apastu No Gatishta Tada Vira. Translation. The predominant deities of the skin, herbs and seasoning plants entered the skin of the Virat Purusha with the hair of the body. But the cosmic being refused to get up even then. The god predominating over water entered his organ of generation with the faculty of procreation. But the Virat Purusha still would not rise. Verse 66. Budam Mrityur Apenena Na Gatishta Tada Vira Hastav Indro Valeneva Na Gatishta Tada Virat. Translation. The god of death entered his anus with the organ of defecation, but the Virat Purusha could not be spurred to activity. The god Indra entered the hands with the power of grasping and dropping things, but the Virat Purusha would not get up even then. Verse 67. Vishnu Kateva Charanam Nodatishta Tadavira Nadir Nadyo Rohitena Nodatishta Tadavira. Lord Vishnu entered his feet with the faculty of locomotion, but the Virat Purusha refused to stand up even then. Here, the Lord Vishnu, I heard Yedith from your Maharaj's lecture. Lord Vishnu is not the Vishnu, it's another aspect of the demigods. This is not the Vishnu Kriya, normally not part of the Vishnu Tattva. The rivers entered his blood vessels with the blood and the power of circulation, but still the cosmic being could not be made up to stir. Verse 68. Shutrubhyam Shutrubhyam Udaram Sindhu Notatishta Tadavira Hridayam Manasa Chandro Notatishta Tadavira. Translation. The ocean entered his abdomen with hunger and thirst, but the cosmic being refused to rise even then. The moon god entered his heart with the mind, but the cosmic being could not be roused. Verse 69. Buddhiyo Brahmapi Hridayam Nodatishta Tadavira Rudro Vimiyatyo Hridayam Nodatishta Tadavira. 69. Translation. Brahma also entered his heart with intelligence, but even then the cosmic being could not be prevailed upon to get up. Lord Rudra also entered his heart with the ego, but even then the cosmic being did not stir. Take 70. Chittena Hridayam Chaitya Kshetranyana Pravishat Tada Virat Adeva Purushana Salilat Udastita Udastita. Translation. However, when the inner controller, the deity presiding over consciousness, entered the heart of reason, at that very moment, the cosmic being arose from the causal bottles. Verse 71. Yata prashuttam purusham pranenendriya manodhya prabhavanti vinayena notapayitam ojasa. Translation. When a man is sleeping, all his material assets, namely the vital energy, the senses for recording knowledge, the senses for working, the mind and intelligence cannot arouse him. He can be aroused only when the super soul helps him. The explanation of Samkhya philosophy is described here in detail in the sense that the Virat Purusha, or the universal form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the original source of all the various sense organs and their presiding deities. The relationship between the Virat Purusha and the presiding deities or the living entities is so intricate that simply by exercising the sense organs which are related to the presiding deities, the Virat Purusha cannot be aroused. It is not possible to arouse the Virat Purusha or to link with the Supreme Absolute Personality of Godhead by material activities. Only by devotional service and detachment can one perform the process of linking with the Absolute. This section of Bhagavad Gita is very difficult to understand, but we'll try to do something. Basically, what I got Dhiraj Maharaj's lecture on this in this section, where he says basically that perception happens because of three elements are involved in perception. One is the senses. Second is the presiding deity of the senses, and third is the sense object itself. All these three are involved in perception. But perception cannot happen, as we see here in this section, without consciousness. Because without the presence of consciousness, no perception can take place. But even when there is consciousness, these three factors or elements are involved. That is the basic message of this 63 to 71. So, but today I don't intend to talk about that because my knowledge is very limited in that. But I thought I will talk about one important person who is very much involved in the creation. Without him, creation cannot take place. So I thought I'll talk about Shiva Tattva. Shiva Tattva is very important to understand. If you want to understand creation, it is absolutely important to understand Shiva Tattva. Because there are two kinds of Maya, Yoga Maya and Mahamaya. So Lord Shiva is a controller of this Mahamaya. We will see where this control comes. But as a result, it is very important to understand. Actually, there are five categories of existence. Sat means existence. There are five categories of existence. There is, one is Vishnu Tattva, then there is Shiva Tattva, there is Shakti Tattva, there is Jiva Tattva, and there is Jada Tattva. Five categories of existence. So of this, Vishnu Tattva we are all very familiar with. But Shiva Tattva, we don't really spend much time on that because it is very complex, very difficult to understand Shiva Tattva. So, in Mahabharata, Yudhishthira asks Bhishma to tell him something about Shiva Tattva. And then Bhishma says, the only person who can understand Shiva is Lord Krishna. Nobody else can understand. So it's very difficult to understand Shiva Tattva. Now, what makes Shiva Tattva complex? Why is it very complex to understand? See, when things are black and white, the mind is very easy to understand. If it is something black, white, it's very easy to understand. But if it is grey, then it is very difficult to understand. So Shiva Tattva is like that. Shiva Tattva, Shiva is neither a Vishnu Tattva, he is not part of Vishnu Tattva, neither is he a Jiva Tattva. So Shiva is somewhere in between. So he is, how that happens we will discuss, but that is what makes Shiva Tattva complex. And also, just like Vishnu Tattva, there is only one personality, but takes many forms. We have Aniruddha, Pradyumna, so many forms, manifestation of one person. There is only one person in that category. in Vishnu Tattva, but that personality gets manifested in different forms. Similarly, Shiva Tattva, there are various manifestations, various forms of Shiva Tattva, and that makes it complex. So there are so many terminologies in Shiva Tattva, and hence it's very confusing. So when we use the word Shiva, we use it in a very loose way, but actually we have to clarify when we say something about Shiva, which aspect of Shiva we are talking about, and then there will be clarity. Another reason why Shiva Tattva is when we read anything about Shiva Tattva is confusing is because Shiva is a common noun. In Sanskrit grammar, Shiva is a common noun. For example, the word Narayana is a proper noun. It denotes only one particular person. But Shiva is a common noun. So, even in Vishnu Sahasranam, the word Shiva comes. There also there is glorification. That doesn't mean that Shiva. Shiva is a common noun. Shiva means the word, it means auspiciousness. There are so many meanings to the word Shiva. So, it is a common noun, and hence there is a confusion there because of that. So, all these three factors makes Shiva Tattva confusing, besides being complex. So with that small introduction, let's try to understand Shiva Tattva. There are three aspects to Shiva Tattva. There are three aspects. There is Sadashiva, there is Sambhu, and there is Rudra. So, these are the three aspects of Shiva Tattva. Sadashiva is Vishnu. He is in the spiritual world. He is in Shiva Loka, which is a Vaikuntha planet. So, Sadashiva is Vishnu. So this aspect of Shiva is not very difficult to understand because very clear. Sadashiva is Vishnu Tattva and he is in the spiritual world. Now this Sadashiva, you know, in the Vaikuntha planets there are 24 forms of the Lord and that's called Vaibhav Vilas. Now, Vilasa means expansions which happen in the spiritual world of Vishnu. That is called Vilasa. Okay. Amsha means incarnations in the material world are called Amsha. So, Vilasa means expansions which happen in the spiritual world. Vaibhava Vilasa means expansions of from Balram, the expansions which happen are called Vaibhava. There is Prabhava and Vaibhava. Vaibhava are expansions of the Lord, but not necessarily in the same form. So that is called Vaibhava. So Vaibhava Vilasa means expansions of Vishnu Tattva in the spiritual world is called Vaibhava Vilasa. And this Sadashiva is one of those expansions in the Vaikuntha. So, he is part of Vishnu Tattva, Sadashiva is. Is that okay? Is it confusing till now?
Excuse me, can I just ask the question?
Yeah.
I heard Shiva have got two, now for some beings, the same street expansion, like Sevendra, Sadashiva, and Shiva as master of Maya. Before I heard there's two, that the Sadashiva is the one who's actually the devotee to Krishna. He's praying showing people.
No, I come to that. I think just if you just wait for some time, I understand what you As I said, there are three aspects to Shiva Tattva. We are not first talking about the first aspect, which is Sadashiva. Then we will talk about Shambhu, and then we talk about Rudra. Okay. So when you come, when you finish off all that, then you reserve your question, then we will discuss at that time. Otherwise, because the topic itself is complex, and if I title off, then it might get lost.
Yeah.
So this is where we need to live. So first, let's get understanding. Sadashiva is Vishnu Tattva. He is in the spiritual world, and this planet is called Shiva Loka in Vaikuntha. Is that okay, Sri Nam? Mm-hmm. Any questions in that?
Kailash, where is Kailash?
We'll come to that. The next aspect of Shiva Tattva is Shambhu. This is where all the intricacies of Shiva Tattva happens. Okay. There is a verse in Brahma Samhita, which is, I'll just read that. Shiram yata tadani vikar vishesha yoga sanjayate nahi tata tata nashti yatro ya shambhutam api tata samupayati karya govinda mani purusham tam aham vajami. The translation of that, this is Bhagavad Maharaj's translation. I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda, who becomes the form of Shiva, who is said to be non-different from Govinda, but who is also different because of his contact with the transformation of Prakriti, just as milk becomes yogurt, which can be said to be non-different from its cause, but acts in a different manner. So this aspect of Shambhu is a transformation of Vishnu Tattva. What does it mean? It means Vishnu Tattva is, we must understand first of all, Vishnu Tattva and Jiva Tattva. Vishnu Tattva means there is only one in the category, and it is the unique category, the unique characteristic of Vishnu Tattva is independent. Whereas Jiva Tattva means dependent. What is that word, which, what is the verse which is there in Upanishads? Where it says, Nityo Nitya Ram. There is many living entities, but there is one living entity which is independent, and all other living entities are dependent, and this one living entity feeds or ensures the living of the other living entities. Okay. So the Jiva Tattva is that dependent category. So what happens in this transformation for Shambhu is Vishnu Tattva, which is supposed to be independent, loses its independence. Loses the independence. But when in the transformation, what happens is Vishnu Tattva loses the independence. That is what it means by saying this transformation. That is what the example says is milk can become yogurt, but yogurt can never become milk again. So Shambhu Tattva, Shambhu is that. So and this Shambhu is an amsha, a part of Sadashiva. Now, in the process of creation, we see that Mahavishnu is lying in the causal ocean and he glances at Pradhan. That glance is Shambhu. The glance of Mahavishnu is Shambhu. So, this Shambhu is the controller of Pradhan, because what happens in the glance? Pradhan, which is the three modes which are in equilibrium, are disturbed by the glance of Mahavishnu. So, this glance is Shambhu, and this glance, this Shambhu is the controller of Pradhan. So, it means for all practical purpose, Shambhu is the controller of the material world. For all, it is a delegated power of Vishnu. So the example given is like this. When a cook wants to stir a pot of soup, he uses a ladle, a spoon, for stirring the soup. So that spoon or the ladle is Shambhu. That is, Shambhu is the agency of Vishnu through which material creation takes place. So, Shambhu is the state of Vishnu which is not independent. That is the sentence of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He writes in his book. So, Shambhu is an amsha of Sadashiva. And that he said, Pradhan, if you remember, in the earlier class, Pradhan is Saguna Brahman. It is Brahman with Gunas. So it is called Saguna Brahman. So, Shambhu is that. Shambhu is the controller of Pradhan. Another good example to understand Shiva Tattva is, you know, there is a word called doping in making semiconductors. When you want to make semiconductors, you take a pure silicon, which is an insulator, and dope it with impurities. Okay? The pure silicon is doped with impurities, then it becomes a semiconductor. A semiconductor means it is neither a conductor nor an insulator. So Shambhu is like that. He is a semiconductor. So the place of Shambhu is called Maheshtham. Maheshtham is the place of which is outside the layers. In that also there is a verse in Brahma Samhita, I think it is 43. Goloka Namni Nijadami Taleche Tasya Devi Maheshu Haridama Suteshu Teshu Tete Prabhupanichaya Vitascha Ena Govinda Mani Purisham Tamaham Bhajani. So the glories, Brahma's prayers are there, glories Lord Krishna, and then he comes to where this the hierarchy of places. So he says, I worship the Supreme Lord Govinda, by whom respective powers are given to the abodes of Durga, which is the lowest, Devi, Durga, Shiva and Vishnu, which are situated below his own planet of Goloka. So, Goloka Nami Nijadami Taleche Tasya Devi Maheshu Haridami Teshu. So, Maheshdam is Shambhu's. Now, where is this Maheshdam? It is in between the spiritual and the material. You know, the material world, there are 8 layers of coverings. And the outermost covering is the ego. And then after that is? Virajara. So, it is just around the Viraj River, just above the Viraj River is Maheshdham. So, this Shambhu is the controller of Pradhan and he is also the controller of ego. All this has implications. When we see, later on we will see that he is the controller of ego. That means you cannot, from the jiva, from the material world, it has to grow through all the layers, it has to go through the ego and then only can go to the spiritual world. So, the outermost layer is ego and Shambhu is the controller of that ego. So, that ego can be understood like, you know the word threshold. Where is the threshold in the room? For example, in this hall, where is the threshold? It is neither outside nor inside. It is at the doorstep. That is the threshold. So Lord Shiva is the controller of that threshold. Shambhu is. So I will first clarify these 3 aspects of Shiva, and then we'll take up. We'll take up some sentences that we hear about. We hear certain statements when we read about Shiva. So we will understand those statements in the context of understanding the 3 aspects of Shiva Tattva.
In your last class, didn't you mention that Balaram is controller?
Good question. So his question is, in my last class I said Balaram is the controller of ego. That's what you also have. Very good. You also have a very deep question. Good question. Yeah. say, Balaram is tat ekatma rupa. He is the original expansion from Lord Krishna. Every other expansions come from him. So the ultimate controller of ego is Balaram, because he is the controller of ego in the spiritual world also. There is ego in the spiritual world also, and he is the controller of that. In the material world, Shiva is the controller, and Shiva himself is coming from where? Shambhu is coming from Sadashiva. Sadashiva is coming from Balaram. Did I clarify that? So Balaram is the original. All expansions, all Vilasa expansions come from Balaram. So just like we have ego in the material world, there is ego in the spiritual world. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his book about that ego which is there in the spiritual world also. Shambhu is also called Shankara. So many names, that's why it becomes very confusing, Shiva Tattva, yes. Especially for us, those are Shivites, they will know much deeper, but we will not, we get confused a little bit. Okay, any questions yet? So before I go to the third aspect of Shiva, which is called Rudra. So Shambhu is not a Jiva Tattva. Sadashiva is a Vishnu Tattva, very clear. Shambhu is neither a Jiva Tattva nor a Vishnu Tattva. He is a Vishnu Tattva who has lost his independence. Then we come to Rudra. Who is Rudra? Rudra is a manifestation from Shambhu. And this part of this aspect of Rudra is in the material world. And this Rudra normally is a Jiva Tattva. A Jiva occupies. There are 11 Rudras are there. And I think even Bhagavad Gita in 10.23, there is a mention, Krishna says, of the Rudras and Shankara, he says there. And the abode of Rudra is in Mount Kailash. Yeah, in Mount Kailash. This Rudra is what is involved in the destruction of the world. And this Rudra is also the controller of Tamaguna. Now, what do we mean by saying destruction of the world? Why is this Rudra said as destruction of the world? What is destruction of the world? If the outer layer is withdrawn, the ego is withdrawn, everything crumbles. It is this layer which has been held holding together. So, if that is withdrawn, everything, all forms get destroyed and it goes back to the original substance. And that is what it means by saying destruction. I mean, creation is creation, maintenance, destruction. Destruction is withdrawal of the ego, means the forms get destroyed. That is what it means by destruction. Okay. So, just to summarize, Rudra is a Jiva form, which is in the material world. And there are 11 Rudras. And this Rudra is in charge of the mode of ignorance. And he is the person responsible for the destruction of the world. And Shambhu is neither a Jiva Tattva nor a Vishnu Tattva. And Sadashiva is clearly a Vishnu. So when we talk about Shiva Tattva, which aspect are we talking about? We must be clear. Otherwise, we'll be getting confused. So when we read certain purports, we might find Prabhupada writing certain things, but you think, oh, no. Prabhupada is writing that in a particular context. So which aspect of Shiva Tattva we are discussing, that should be clear, otherwise we will make mistakes. We might do aparadha, because Shiva is a very great person. So we must not in any way minimize Shiva. We can't use the word demigod also for Shiva. Because demigod is Jiva Tattva. Shambhu is not a Jiva Tattva. So when we use the word demigod for Shiva, it must be very clear. We are talking about the Rudra aspect of Shiva Tattva, which is demigod, not the Shambhu aspect, not Sadashiva. so I stop here, and before I go into something else, any questions so far?
Rudra,
yeah, the Kulish, yeah.
He is the one who lives in Mount Kailash.
Yeah.
But then there are 11 Rudras, and what is their role?
The 11 Rudras are involved in the various, controlling the various material elements. Yeah. In the 11 senses are there, so they are involved in the control of that. I really don't know the exact detail, I was reading it, but the 11 Rudras are involved in the 11 sense controls.
What is the relationship in worshipping Shiva Linga? which Shiva will be referring to here as well?
See, in Vrindavan, the Shiva Linga is there. In the morning, they will worship the Linga. In the evening, they will dress up the Linga as a gopi and then worship. Isn't it?
So which Shiva is we?
That is Shambhu.
Shambhu.
Aspects of Shiva Diva. Let's now try to understand. We always say Vaishnavanam Yatha Shambhu. Why is Shambhu the greatest Vaishnava? Why is Shambhu very compassionate? Why do we say that he is compassionate? We say he is the greatest Vaishnava. Why do we say that?
Main principle in bhakti.
Yes, very true. Without sacrifice, That is the threshold. Without that, you can't get love. The principle, that is what in Bhagavad Gita also, the first six chapters of Bhagavad Gita, if you really study it deeply, the principle of the first six chapters is the principle of sacrifice. Then only 7 to 13 starts. Love for Krishna can come first when we can practice being the principle of sacrifice. The willingness to take up pain. We always talk in terms of sense control, pleasure. But more, that is one aspect important. But more important is the courage to take up pain. But in the culture, Vedic culture, it is provided austerities are all different forms of training up for taking up pain. The Deepa cannot take up pain immediately, but gradually, for example, Ekadashi Vrata is nothing but the star for one day, don't eat anything. Take up the, remove the element of fear from it.
That symbolizes again, there's a meaning for that.
you cannot enter into the rasa dance, you cannot enter the spiritual world, and he is the protector of that, of the you cannot, he's managing the border. This again means controlling the ego. That means the ego, without controlling your ego, you cannot get into the spiritual world. That is what it symbolizes there. That you can go back to the spiritual world only if you have controlled your ego. You can control your senses and everything much easier, because age itself, time will control your senses. But ego, even at the time of death, controlling the ego is very difficult. So that is what it symbolizes. In fact, you can visualize ego. It is a glue between matter and spirit. The element ego is the glue between matter and spirit. You can visualize it like that. Or you can even visualize it like this. You know, a clutch is a medium through which the engine and the wheel are engaged. The wheel and the engine are engaged through the clutch. So if you press the clutch, the engine can go on, but the wheel need not move. Okay. So the engine represents the spiritual world and the wheel represents the material world. And the clutch is that ego, which is a glue between the material and the spiritual world. I am just giving some concepts just for us to visualize what the element of ego is. So, I just wanted to say about this Gopeshwara Mahadeva. Then the mood of worship, in what mood should we worship Lord Shiva? As a Vaishnava, in the mood of serving the Lord, that is the mood in which we should worship. In Bhagavatam, I remember reading in Bhagavatam saying about there are two types of mercy which Lord Shiva gives. One is called Nishkapata Kripa and one is called Sakapata Kripa. That is mercy with duplicity and without duplicity. So if material persons pray to Lord Shiva for matter, he will give them that. But that is not real mercy. That is cheating mercy. The real mercy is when you pray to Lord Shiva for becoming a servant of Krishna. That mercy also he will give. But that is the real mercy. So Shiva will give you what you want. Whatever you desire, he will give you. If you want matter, he will give you material opulences. But if you want Krishna, he can also give you that. And Shiva Tattva is also supposed to be a manifestation like the Guru Tattva. In Guru Tattva, the Guru has two aspects. He is a Vaishnava. At the same time, he is a manifestation of Krishna's mercy. So for a disciple, he looks at a Guru not from the Vaishnava aspect, he looks at him as a representative of Krishna. He is Krishna for all practical purposes through which the disciple interacts with the Lord. So similarly, Shiva Tattva is like the Guru Tattva, he is a manifestation of mercy. So, in Mahaprabhu's philosophy, in fact, when Mahaprabhu was here, he went to a lot of Shiva temples and he paid a lot of respects to Shiva. So in Gaudiya Vaishnavism, there is not fanaticism. It's a broad understanding. We should not become fanatics. There is a broad understanding of how we can harmonize the various truths. So, Shiva Tattva is one such tattva where it is complex, but if we understand the Shiva Tattva very well, we can harmonize it with our understanding of Krishna consciousness. With that, I just want to stop. If there are any questions, you can ask.
If the Son of Shiva is really who you should pray to for mercy.
Pardon me?
If Son of Shiva is the one we are asking for spiritual.
Yeah, that is Vishnu Tattva, correct. But even Shambhu we can pray because we have to, he is the controller of the ego. We pray to him as a Vaishnava, in the mood of a Vaishnava. Not as independent, but as like a Vaishnava.
Who the gopis are in the shadow of Shiva, as part of that aspect?
Yeah, they pray to Katyayani, which is nothing but Durga. They pray for what purpose? I want to get Krishna. The ultimate motive is to get Krishna. So, Shiva becomes the means, the medium through which you want to attain the goal. He is not the goal, he is the medium through which you attain the goal.
We could follow Shiva's example and maintain on Lord Sankarshan, which is Balaram.
Yeah, correct.
Remember when Shiva sits in meditation and he meditates on Sankarshan.
Yes. Yeah, Shiva meditates on Sankarshan. Yes. What is the question, Mataji?
So we can follow his example.
Ah, we can follow his example. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
So people worshipping Lord Shiva to attain material benefits would be like us worshipping the Rudra aspect.
Yes. No. Even if you worship to Shambhu or you're worshipping him for material benefits, then you will get the material benefits. Or Rudra. Yeah. That is for material purpose. I want some material objects. Yes. Expansion.
And Balaram gives us spiritual strength. Balaram is also the original guru for the four different ras, except Madhurya ras, who is Radharani himself. She is the guru. She's the one who will do directly on it from Madhurya.
Okay. Any other questions?
So what is the fifth tattva you said? Vishnu tattva, Shiva tattva, Shakti tattva, Jiva tattva,
Jada. Jada means matter. Five categories of existence. Fundamental existence.
Now, Sambhu is residing in the Mahesdham. What is the Sadasiva?
He is in Vaikuntha.
So, is it
the there's a Shiva Loka. There's a planet called Shiva Loka in Vaikuntha.
Okay.
Sadashiva is there.
So, Mahesdham is Sambhu?
Mahesdham is Sambhu, which is in between spiritual world and the material world.
Brahma Loka is higher than Shiva Loka,
isn't
it?
Shiva Tattva has three aspects.
But we clearly said that Sadashiva is Krishna Tattva and Rudra is Jiva.
Yeah.
And that uniqueness which can't be put anywhere else
is Sambhu.
That is Sambhu.
Correct.
And that is why he has got his own Tattva.
Correct. Correct. Good. Yes. Nice. Sambhu is a cause of confusion. Shambhu is an amsha of Sadashiva.
Amsha. Okay.
Sorry. Rudra is an amsha of Shambhu.
Rudra is an amsha of Shambhu.
And Shambhu is a transformation of Vishnu Tattva.
Yeah.
Milk becoming yogurt. Haladini and there are about 4 or 5 elements in the mix of that is Shambhu, the energy. The personification of Shambhu is Shambhu. Of the glance is Shambhu. Personification.
So Rudra is then more Tathashta Shakti.
Pardon me?
Rudra.
Rudra is the Tathashta Shakti.
What I found is a bit confusing is when you, well, we all know Shiva is the greatest devotee of Krishna, but in the Maharaj, they say the greatest devotee of Krishna is Govardhan.
Yes. See, Govardhan also has its dual aspects.
Sorry?
Govardhan also, Giriraj also has, Giriraj is said as Krishna himself as well as a servant of Krishna. Wherever there is two, there is a little bit of... Okay, there is no other points, we stop here. Yes.
So the impregnation of the jiva's into prakriti happens through Shiva.
Through the Shambhu, yeah, the glass.
So, the jiva's which are dormant in Mahavishnu's body, they come out through the glass, and the universes also come out as seed from the Mahavishnu body.
Correct. The potential for a universe comes out from the pores of the skin of the Lord, which is called Pradhan, which is the three modes are in equilibrium.
So all this happens just at the border of the spiritual and material world, that's why Mahavishnu is lying.
Which happens?
The entire creation, where Mahavishnu glancing.
From the Mahavishnu's pores comes Pradhan, which is Saguna Brahman. It is not matter, it is Brahman, it is Saguna Brahman. That Pradhan, Mahavishnu glances, that glance is called Shambhu. That glance disturbs the equilibrium of the three modes, and that becomes Mahatattva. That means that state, Mahatattva or Pradhan is not another entity. It is all different names given to the different states of that same entity. The entity is three modes. When the three modes are in equilibrium, it is called Pradhan. When the three modes are disturbed, it is called Mahatattva. They are not different entities. The same ontological existence is one, three modes. When they are in equilibrium, they are called Pradhan. The names given to the different states of the three modes.
So the universe gets created first and the jivas enter according to their desires, they are put in a particular universe.
No, the universe doesn't get existed first. The Pradhan is there, Shambhu, the glance, carries the time factor and the jivas and enters the Pradhan. And that gets disturbed, then it becomes Mahatattva.
So when does the universe...
That expansion, that after the disturbance of the Mahatattva, that forms the, we will find that the egg is being formed. Or let us the expansion of the of that Pradhan, the three modes getting expanded into all this egg.
So, you know what I mean in Prabhupada's Gita, he said like first is Gavadakshaya Vishnu, I think that is.
First is Karadakshaya Vishnu,
yes.
Which is Mahavishnu.
And
then that Vishnu, same Mahavishnu enters into the each of these universes, egg-like thing, as Gavadakshaya Vishnu.
Yes, alright.
And then that same Garbhodakshaya Vishnu enters into every atom as Shiradakshaya Vishnu.
Yes.
So, this Vishnu Tattva is basically the Super Soul, the Paramatma. All the three Vishnus are all Paramatmas. Yeah. They are all, the purpose is to fold together the three modes, the different permutation combinations of the three modes are held together, right from the atomic level to the universal level, through the Paramatma feature of the Lord. Virat Purusha is more a template. It's not an ontological existence. It is more a design concept. It's a design. A design is in the mind, isn't it? So that's all.
We mentioned so the role of Rudra is to destruct and is in charge of ignorance.
He is in charge of ignorance, tamaguna, and ultimately his role is to destroy destruction of the universe.
Sadashiva
is in the spiritual world.
So, so Gopeshwara is representing Sadashiva because he is in the spiritual
world. No, Gopeshwara Mahadeva is Shambhu. Gopeshwara Mahadeva is Shambhu. He is the, that's what we said, no? He is the protector of the Dham. That means in the Rasa Dance, he is guarding that nobody enters the Rasa Dance, which is spiritual, completely spiritual. But it is love which is prevailing. You can't enter that without the permission of Shambhu, who is the God. I'm not you. I think you are from those. You can ask.
I don't know where you are from the chart. So when we say that the full chart from Brahma Samhita, when we see the chart from Brahma Samhita, so just from the universe and then we see, about the separation between the spiritual and material world. Obviously the Sadashiva is there. So is that the role of Sadashiva to prevent the guarding there?
No. Sadashiva is not in between the material and spiritual. Sadashiva is in Vaikuntha. Shambhu space is in between the material and spiritual world.
So what is the role of Sadashiva?
Sadashiva is the Vishnu expansion in the spiritual world. Like there are 24 different expansions of the in Vaikuntha. Okay. That is one of the roles of Sadashiva. I don't know what his role is, but from Sadashiva it comes Shambhu.
Rudra comes from Shambhu.
So in other words, Rudra is for sadhana and Shambhu is for nirguna.
Rudra is for the mode of ignorance, tamaguna.
Yeah, I know. I'm for the material world.
Tamaguna.
Which one is the guna avatar? When you say the tamogun is the three.
That is the Rudra form.
Rudra form.
But the word Shiva is, as I said, is used for all the three things. So we must be it's used commonly, like Vishnu we say. Vishnu is a common one we use in Vishnu Tattva. Like that, Shiva we use commonly, but there are finer aspects of this Shiva. Exactly. That is right. Yeah. So once these three aspects are known, then we will know what is Prabhupada meaning there.
Yeah.
Otherwise we think, why is Prabhupada saying he was a demigod? How can he be a demigod? All these questions will come.
Yeah.
These questions come because their Prabhupada is not clarifying at that point of time. Because it's quite difficult at that time to clarify that. But once we are clear about these three aspects, then we know in what context Prabhupada is writing there. Parvati is Shambhu's. See, in the Vedic culture, the energy is personified as the person, the female person. So Parvati represents the energy.
But then you say that Rudra is the Lord Shiva from which is residing on the Lakshmi of Parvati. Which Parvati is
As I said, they are all the expansions of the same. Like for example, we see Subhadra there sitting there. Who is Subhadra? Who is Subhadra? Subhadra, if you need, you sometimes say the Yoga Maya, sometimes you say Mahamaya. She is both. She is both. She is a controller of Maya. In the spiritual world, she acts as Yoga Maya. In the material world, so So we must understand it in the particular context in which it is being discussed. Subhadra's thing is again very confusing if you don't really, you must be very careful.
So, is there any consort, Sadashiva consort with Parvati also?
No, Sadashiva no Parvati consort there. It is only Shambhu or Mudra. Associated with Shiva in the process of creation. Because Parvati, we mean Durga Devi or material related things.
So Shambhu, this Parvati, the consort of Shambhu, then Durga is the consort of Rudra.
Probably we can say that, I'm not very sure, but maybe like, we can put it like that.
Of Kali is the consort
of Rudra. And also mentioned different languages sometimes. And then we see one of the planetary system where Shiva is present along with Parvati. So, is Rudra,
which can you elaborate a little more on that? What you said, you see?
Particular Dvipa, where
that's all part of the material world, isn't it? Yeah, that's all Rudra. Basic three concepts, then we can understand, and we should, how we should. The purpose is to understand how we look at Shiva Tattva. That's all. Yeah. We don't have to get too much into the intricacies of that, but at least we must understand, especially if we read some friends' Prabhupada's purpose, how can we say Shiva is a demigod? Those sort of doubts will come. Some people get angry. So, Shiva is what they read, they get very angry about this. Mm-hmm. Then we have to explain to them that which aspect of Shiva is Prabhupada's writing.
So, as you mentioned, that it's offense when we call Shiva as a demigod. But when you talk about Rudra aspect, that is considered
temporal. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So when you clarify that, then there's no problem. So the Shambhu aspect is the Vaishnava.
So
generally,
general
Vaishnava,
people
would
not know about these different aspects of
the
Lord Shiva. So when they're asking for the material
things,
they're
really
just worshipping Rudra aspect, not
their own. Yeah, yeah. Or Rudra or Shiva, Shambhu also. People also worship Shambhu for material purposes. And he will give that. That's what I said. There are two kinds of mercy Shiva will give. One is a cheating mercy, one is a non-cheating mercy. If you pray for Krishna, he will give you Krishna also. But if you ask material things, he will give you material things also.
So, in Lord Chant, you know, the Panchatattva, Advaita
Acharya
is in like Shiva.
Correct. That is true. Very nice point, yes.
Sorry. And so, when we talk about that, I'm talking from the devotee of Lord Shiva aspect. So when we talk about that, we eat only food which is offered to Lord Krishna or Vishnu. So when we talk about Sadashiva, that is Vishnu aspect, Vishnu Tattva. So if someone is giving you prasadam, and with the understanding of I'm offered to Vishnu Tattva, maybe Lord Shiva.
Conception is he is offering to Sadashiva of the Vishnu Tattva, and then giving you the prasadam, that you can take. But if he has a different conception of it all depends on what is the conception. If he is praying to Shiva as Sadashiva, which is very rare, they don't do, that's not understanding is there, so you must be careful.
He is
considered Sadashiva, Vishnu Tattva.
He is also Mahavishnu too.
Yeah. He is considered Vishnu Tattva. It's not as
entering each one of them, And from his navel at the lotus, then Lord Brahma is appearing.
Correct, correct.
So then at what stage does the glance of Shambhu come?
This comes before that. This comes before. See, Mahavishnu is lying in the Karma, in the causal ocean. From Mahavishnu's body comes the Pradhan, which is the three modes in equilibrium. Mahavishnu glances at that Pradhan. That glance is called Shambhu. And that glance carries time factor on the Jivas. And that glance, the time factor goes and disturbs that equilibrium of the three modes. And then it becomes Mahatattva, and then the process of creation starts.
But see, Shambhu carries all the Jivas at once. And
the glance carries.
Yes, carries. But then we also see then that Lord Brahma is asked to, create the and populate the universe.
He is creating the bodies, the subtle bodies. Okay. Brahma's creation is the creation of it's called the Sarga Visharga. The Visharga path is creation of subtle bodies for the various entities. Sthana, for the Jiva to have a place where we locate. For that place that we created. Place meaning not the geographical place, the body as a place. So all the different species have to have different subtle bodies. That is being created by Brahma.
So in other words, the subtle body is created by Brahma, and the subtle body is called the Sukshma Deha or the Linga Sarira, which is composed of all one's mental, it's a mental system. And that is the most thing to get rid of, because that is linked to the mind. And that is the biggest culprit in devotion, the mental system. As Bhakti Siddhanta said, in the age of Kali, the jivas will be only doing mental speculation. So that's why it becomes even double harder in Kali to focus. Because we have to get rid of the mental system. So
no, you can't get rid of the mental system.
You can't get purified.
You gotta purify the mental system. You can't get rid of it. Even when you go to the spiritual realm, you have a mental system there. But it's a different system. So we have to purify this. When you leave here, you are leaving the entire subtle body. Your mental system is all left here, and only the jiva goes to the spiritual world. And there, you will get a subtle body which is made up of Brahman, spirit, not made up of matter. Not here. What is your question?
My question is that we have mental system here and mental system in the spiritual world as well. So, what is, if we already had a mental system, then what subtle
this
Brahman is creating?
Okay, mental, and I am using the word mental and subtle as interchangeable. Okay, the subtle body here is made up of matter. It's a different substance. There it is. It's a spiritual substance called Brahman. So the subtle body there is made up of Brahman.
So when from the spiritual world we fell down, that mental system.
That is a topic we will not get into. Whether we fall down from there, that's a very controversial thing. We will not discuss about that.
So we didn't have that mental system. That then Brahma will give us that mental system that.
The subtle body is created here by Brahma in the material world, and the jiva comes to the material world. Correct. Is it okay?
Yes.
Any questions? Is it okay? You didn't have any questions to do? Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.